Hi everyone, welcome back to Next Stop. This is a special takeover of the TTT, Talking Transport Transformation podcast, brought to you by TUMI, the Transformative Urban Mobility Initiative. I'm your host, Sana Khasawne, the Youth Ambassador on Inclusion and Sustainable Transport. In today's episode, we are joining a global moment to spotlight women in STEM. The women who are designing, building, and engineering cities and transport systems of tomorrow. And in this episode, I'm joined by a young urban planner and a female entrepreneur who is proving that there is no linear path into mobility and that women can lead and can build new solutions to transform how cities move. Please join me in welcoming Regina Paredes, the CEO and founder of Muevetex. It's a startup that is using data and technology to transform informal transportation in Mexican cities. Regina, welcome to Next Stop.
Hi, Sana. I'm super happy to be here with you.
Thank you so much for joining. I can see a collection of mini buses behind you. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yes, of course. Actually, it is the first time that I'm showing my collection, but I think that like this reason was perfect. When I started with Muevetex, like I started collecting buses because like it's a way of reminding me like this whole passion that I have for public transport. So yes, I'll be happy to share more with you about the whole story.
I remember when I met you last year in Germany, and I was asking Keisha and Anna and the team, which one is Regina? And they would tell me, she's the young girl with the bus tattoo. So this is how I refer to you now. Regina, she's the young entrepreneur with the bus tattoo. I know that your background is in urban planning and that your startup is focused on transportation and mobility, in particular informal transportation. I want to hear the story in your own words. How did you decide that transportation is part of your mission and that you want to build a solution that will transform everyone's lives?
Yes, perfect. So everything started when I was in university and I used public transport every day. Like here in Mexico, most of the cities don't have digitized information. So if you want to move from one place to another, then you have to ask other users or the driver without having reliable information. And like also like the commuting times are super long. So I would take almost 2 hours to get to school when by car you would take almost like 15 or 30 minutes, you know? So like there was this day when I didn't know like when the bus was coming, I had to attend to exam and the bus never arrived. So I have to take another route. And then like it took me to another place. So like, you know, there were a lot of things. Like as an urban planner, I knew the importance of public transport to transform a city, like to take people from different spaces of working and schools and also like recreation areas. And I was like, how is it possible that in some cities of the global north, we have information available and you even know like when the bus is arriving? And like here in Mexico and in most cities of the global south, we don't have that information, and that we have normalized not having that information and also having like deficient systems. So after like these all complaints that I had and also like all the users had, because almost 70% of the users are unsatisfied with the public transport system, I decided that I had to stop complaining and start to do something about it. And I started digitizing the routes by myself, like riding in the buses and mapping the routes. But then I figured out that I couldn't do it alone. So I invited other users to map the routes and started this crowdsourcing campaign, aiming to map for the first time the fifth biggest urban area of Mexico that has more than 2 million inhabitants.
Wow, this is really amazing. I really like how you turned your frustration as a transportation user into like a solution that would impact not only your personal journey, but also the journeys of maybe tens of thousands of or hundreds of thousands or maybe millions of Mexicans every day. And this actually makes me think that we need to make young people interested in building career paths in transportation and in mobility, because many of us find ourselves in this field driven by passion. We either work on a project that excites us into entering the field as professionals, or we find ourselves really passionate about offering a solution to an existing problem. But I'm sure that we can find many young talents that are able to provide new perspectives and new tools to transform transportation if we provide a clear pathway to work or develop a career in transportation. Regina, I know that you founded your startup to tackle informal transportation. And as a person working in this field, I know that we live in very complicated cities. Transportation is not only about infrastructure, it's also a political discussion, and it's also capital incentive, so it's not easy to disrupt. When you first founded MueveTex, what were the things that you really wanted to provide as a company? And maybe you can tell me a little bit about the mission and the things that you are trying to do through this company.
Yes, thanks, Anna. Well, after I started this crowdsourcing campaign that I'm sharing with you, we aim to map 97% of the total network that are over 300 routes. But then I was like, okay, so having this information for the first time is incredible, you know, because it was the first official data set of public transport in the region. But then I wanted to do more with that. And what occurred to me was developing an app that could help commuters to know how to move from point A to point B. So there were a lot of challenges, you know, the first challenge was not having the money to develop a solution because I'm not an engineer, I'm an urban planner, so I didn't know how to code the app. So I started this crowdfunding campaign to obtain money and be able to pay to a developer to do the app. And then this was evolving with different grants that I gained. It evolved to a mobile app. And the goal in that moment was that to share with users real-time information or something accurate of how they could move. So right now they can enter their origin and destination and know from 3 to 5 routes to get there. They can also see a photo of the bus because there are 29 different buses. And if you're not from here and they tell you you should ride the X bus, then you won't know which one is it. And also something really important for me was to making the ways of public transport where users could share real-time alerts on security, on traffic, and also gender-based alerts, because as women we know that one of the most insecure places to be is public transport. So my goal at the beginning was to develop a tool that could help users, but at the same time to have a tool that would allow us to obtain data of how people are commuting so we could understand the mobility patterns, and this way in a long term be able also to influence in policy making, because most of the routes here in Mexico were established 50 years ago and they haven't been updated to the new commuting patterns. So we have ineffective routes that are making more traffic, and they are also making more pollution because more people have to use their private cars because public transport is inefficient. So the long-term goal is to have this tool that it is your number one partner to move in public transport, but also to be able to improve public transport in cities, middle-sized cities of the Global South.
So basically what I'm hearing is that the tool that you are trying to build is very different from consumer tech, right? So basically, mobility innovation is a little bit critical because you have to move through ministries, you have to move through regulators and even public trust and public budgets as well. And as a founder, you are forced to think in years, not in months. You have to negotiate long-term contracts. And basically, you want to design a tool that will outlive you, basically. And this makes maybe entrepreneurship and transportation less glamorous, but more consequential. So every pilot partnership and every procurement decision becomes part of the city's long-term DNA. And this is the social mission of the company that you are starting. But in this episode, we are celebrating women in STEM, and we need women, more women actually, empowered and to contribute to designing cities and transport systems. So we need more engineers, we need more women working in technology, we need more female scientists. And from your experience, I'm sure that you've heard youth empowerment and women empowerment a lot in the transport industry. But my question to you is, how do you think we can simply move from including women in transportation to actually thinking about unlocking their full potential as leaders, as founders, and also as decision makers?
Yeah, that's very important because, like, if I'm being honest, at the beginning, it wasn't like that easy to be part of the conversation. You know, as you've said, there are a lot of interests, there are a lot of stakeholders, like you have the both leaders and at the same time you have the government that, like, if I'm being honest, like I haven't worked directly with the government, you know, like I've had some pilot projects, but not working alongside with them because it is like really difficult to find a way like to collaborate in a private, public scope or point of view, because like most of the governments aren't used to work with startups. And if it is a startup that it's like led by a female and a young female, then it's more complicated. And like, this isn't something that I'm saying proud, but it is the reality that we should also like talk about, especially in these kind of spaces, you know? So I think that the only thing that we can do, like in this moment, it's like looking for a seat at the table, that I know that it's something that you've also done, you know, because like in our local context at the beginning, or like speaking by myself here in Mexico, it was kind of complicated to look for that spaces or to find that spaces. And if like you looked for a way to collaborate with them, then they would like find out a way for taking advantage of it. So I think that it's first like proving that it is possible and that we are in like less capable, or that we like don't like, not because you're a woman then it means that you won't have like the skills that you require. So I think that this, like in my experience, it was showing, not telling, and at the beginning like I couldn't find those spaces, and then like I continued growing the app by myself without having like this support from the government and without having funds from a public entity. And then like when it started growing, then they will come to me and ask me like, oh, okay, so with the data that you have gathered, can we find a way to collaborate? And you know, like it was, okay, so now we can speak about it. And I think that something great is like continue sharing like why you are doing what you are doing. And like something incredible is that by sharing that, I have found like spaces just like to me, in the international scope, you know? So when you start gaining this kind of recognition in other countries of the global north, then it's like you have a certain validation in Mexico. So this opens more spaces, and it isn't like the ideal pathway, but if it is the only pathway that we could follow right now, then it's taking like advantage of it and making the most of it, and also trying to inspire more women to become part of these fields, because there are different scopes in the transport sector, and like there's a lot of opportunities for them to join.
Absolutely, because diversity at the design and at the decision-making table will be reflected on the outcomes that we see on the streets and in the transport systems. And this actually brings me to my next question to you, Regina. You mentioned that global recognition was very important for you to validate your abilities and your skills and the mission of your company in your own country. And you have been recognized as a remarkable young voice in transportation 2025, and you are also on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list. What does this recognition mean to you? And how do you see this responsibility when you are on a global stage and on a global list that is seen by thousands of other young entrepreneurs your age or even younger?
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Like, I think that when I started with this, I wouldn't imagine being like in Europe, having these kind of spaces. No, like my first international experience was being with the International Development Bank and the Madrid City City Hall in Madrid for 2 months in 2024. And then last year with the Remarkable Young Voices in Transport that we had the opportunity to meet in Leipzig and be part of the TUMI conference. Like it starts opening doors. And I think that it all starts like, you know, like, I don't know how to say it in English, but then like one door opens and then it leads to another and then it leads to another. And I think that it was all part of it, you know, like also like when I found out that I was a Forbes 30 under 30, it was like, wow, it's something that I've been like waiting. I didn't actually apply to it. Then like I started seeing the list and then like I saw my name and it was like, wow, this is great. And it is like, yeah, a recognition, but it also comes like with a big responsibility, you know, that you should like, if you're having this kind of recognition, then what you're aiming to do with it. And in my case, it was just like a way to showing off that it was possible to find out a way of building a business that has the social impact side, but also has like the business model side. Because as you were saying before, like having a startup is complicated. But like what I've always said is like having a startup in public transport in Mexico, I think that it is like the, like a huge challenge because like you aren't in the, you know, like most of the venture capital that are the actual tools to fund startups, like they are actually kind of afraid of funding a solution that is like linked with a Latin American government. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, like if you have just a social point of view, then you can find a business model that would allow you to grow in a 10x scale, that it is my goal, right? To replicate this that I built in more cities of Mexico, Latin America, and the Global South. So, you know, it was like having a way to show that it is possible to find a way to mix both of them. Like I haven't found yet the solution 100% that works, but I think that this is a way of finding out that I'm in the right path to do that.
This is amazing, Regina. I really hope that this year, 2026, can bring more recognition to you because you fully deserve it. And the recognition will also bring more funding to your company. And actually, I feel like it's important to recognize young talents because the people who see you and see what you do, this reduces, you know, like the psychological distance between people like me and people who are actually contributing to better cities and people who are actually developing startups or tech solutions. And this could also be reflected on a decision that a young woman or a young man will make when they are applying for an engineering program or applying to get a grant to start their company. So it's also important to continue celebrating the talents to inspire other upcoming and rising talents. I want to hear from you about your intentions and your manifestations for 2026. Maybe you can share with me a dream that you would like to make true this year, a challenge or an obstacle that you would like to overcome. And maybe you can also share one bold idea that you wish as Regina through Muevetex to contribute to the future of mobility.
Yes, perfect. And just like highlighting what you just said, I think that it is very important to have recognition to this kind of like, to these things that we are doing, because it is also a way of showing that it's possible, you know, like most of the times we see these stories and we, like, I remember when I started seeing stories about like leaders or startup CEOs and that kind of people, I saw it like super far, you know, it was like, wow, to achieve this, I have to do a lot of things and I have to study an MBA at a Ivy League school and something like that. And then like, if you start highlighting stories like us, then you can show to other people that it is possible, like there is a way to achieve it and there is like a path. It isn't an easy path because like most things in life aren't that easy, but it is a path that would take you like to achieve a lot of things. And yeah, so I just wanted to say that if someone seeing this, like is thinking like if they should take this first step or not, then like the hardest step is like the first one, and then when you decide to do it and you have a clear goal in your mind, then like things will start like falling down. And what you asked me about the goal with Muévetex and my challenges for this year, well, actually, like after starting this conversation, we were speaking about, yeah, like the financial challenges, like to continue growing this. And like last year, I was in a moment where I was really struggling to continue with the app, because like if I have more users, right now I have over 80,000 users just in the mobile app, but like more than 100,000 users like overall. So like it is great to have a lot of users, but at the same time, it's a huge challenge, because like if you have more users, then you have to pay more to have those users and to ensure that they have a good quality using the app, you know? So yeah, it was challenging, and yeah, like I'm super glad because I won some grants, like global grants, which now like enable to continue with the development of the app. So the next stage of the app, it's like to improve the UX, so users can have a better tool that can like help them with more kind of features to make this like their, yes, I told you, like their daily tool, their daily like friend that tells them how to commute in public transport. So now the goal is like to improve the UX of the app, then to enable more cities on the app. Like the goal by June, July is to have at least like one or two more cities available on the app, because now like we already started with this goal of sharing data where it wasn't. So now mm-hmm. the goal is to take it to more cities. And by the end of the year, the goal would be like to map a new city, like just as we did it here, but like with a special tool that is designed to map informal transport in Mexico. And yeah, and think about how this could be replicated in more cities, you know, because like also answering to what you asked me, something that I've been like questioning right now is, how can we use like artificial intelligence? And it's something that we started speaking about in Leipzig. So there are a lot of AI solutions and there's a lot of technology now. So how can we use this to accelerate data collection in the global south? Like, I think that the solutions that already exist in AI, they are focused in developed cities context, you know, like using AI to restructure the routes in London, or like specific solutions of AI in Barcelona. But what about if we use these tools that are already existing to collect data in more cities of the global south and to allow people to know how to commute? So it's something that I'm thinking about. It's something that I'm starting a research about. And I hope that by the end of the year, I can share like this tool that I'm envisioning that can help you to know, based on the availability of data, which is the best pathway that you can follow to collect more data.
This is really beautiful, Regina. And I think since this year we are starting the new decade on sustainable transport, there is so much potential into employing AI and integrating AI in the way we are designing mobility solutions. And I would like to send a message to all donors, angel investors, private sector companies to invest more in solutions that are developed by women, because they are more inclusive and they reflect the unique needs of young women. And I hope that in the upcoming decade, we can see more women like yourself developing really useful solutions for people in their cities, and that we can see you one of the most celebrated icons in mobility sector in Latin America. Regina, we have reached our final stop, so I would like to ask you about your own next stop. Is there an event that you are attending in the next few weeks, or is there a milestone that you would like to share with us? Where are you headed next?
So like as I was sharing, the next milestone will be like releasing this new version of the app, of the mobile app, that it would be like by March, April, hopefully it will bring like new features, better user experience. Now you can save your favorite routes. The app will suggest you like some kind of places based on your mobility pattern. So I think that this is amazing. Like, I'll be attending to San Francisco to pitch Muevetex in a NGO accelerator. I will share more about it. And yeah, I'm also attending like to the Latin America Impact Investing Forum, where my goal is to know more about this impact investing sector and how we are having new scopes of funding for social and environmental organizations. So yes, I'll be happy to share with you more updates.
This is really exciting. I'm rooting for you in all your future endeavors. And I would like to add the links to your LinkedIn profile and to the chapter that speaks about your experience in transportation in the publication of The Remarkable Young Voices in Transport in the description box. So everyone that is interested in learning more about your application or interested in reaching out to you, they can reach you directly. Thank you so much for joining this episode. And to everyone watching, tell us if you are a woman working in STEM. We would like to hear about your experience if you are developing or contributing to better transport systems in the world. Or if you know a woman working in STEM, maybe this is the time to celebrate her. So feel free to tag her in the comments. See you next time. Thank you so much for watching.